How could I forget Oblivion?
The music of Oblivion, it's pretty straight up and brutal.
Oblivion is like almost 7 minutes long. It doesn't seem like it, because it just seems like it's verse and chorus and verse and a chorus and a bridge, but when it's over, it's like, you know, 7 minutes.
Starts out like a whole different song, that riff never comes back. And it's just like a kind of low droning, kind of almost Melvin's, like the bit kind of riff going on. And then it cuts right into like this very proggy syncopated part where Braun's singing.
The part that Braun's singing on in Oblivion, like right when the song starts off, there's like an intro and then it comes in, and then Braun comes in, he's like, I flew beyond the sun before it was time. You know what I mean? It just has that it just right there, it just screams prog rock from the 70s.
And it reminds me of like Gary Numan or something, like some like weird like white guy robot android thing singing.
I've never really done too much like steady beat stuff, and I'm really digging on it. It's fun.
And then it starts to open up a little bit. And then when the chorus comes in, and it really opens up, and Brent's doing his very, very catchy, awesome chorus part, which I love.
I tried to burrow a hole in the ground. But he ripped all the fingers and the nails from his hands. The way he says it, I ripped the fingers and the nails from my hands.
And lyrically, we have this approach that's, we're trying to place these sinister, spacey lyrics on top of it that where the vocal styling is reminiscent of like an early Yes record.
Pink Floyd-y kind of guitar solo over some acoustic guitars.
Brent's solo on there gives me goosebumps every time.
I had no idea what I was gonna do on that huge section of the song where I did this, probably one of the best guitar solos I think I've ever done.
There's some real feeling in there.
It's kind of like one of those moments like, okay, all eyes are on you, man. Like, check it out. Don't fuck this one up. You know what I mean?
He just played a guitar solo on the song Oblivion. And I thought it went pretty well. How'd you think it went?
And then it gets heavy, and then it ends, you think, and then it kicks back into the chorus one more time, and you're like, oh, cool, the chorus came back, awesome.
Like, some riffs just make you sing a certain way. You know, if you happen to be the most unfortunate guy in the world that has to sing in a band.
Oblivion's about the initial leaving and getting lost when he leaves his body and he goes out and goes too far and then he gets burned and then he gets lost.
the Oblivion song is pretty much about being lost.
I mean, everything is metaphor, so.
Lyrically, the story is it's very metaphorically speaking in parallel of our band's career.
It's really about, you know, leaving home and being on tour and stuff.
It's tying in the same emotions as being gone all the time, but we're kind of taking it a bit further and letting our soul ascend and being seared as it passes the sun.
You nailed it, dude. You fucking nailed it.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it.
All right.
Nailed it.
Come on in.